We are here today with Senator Herb Kohl, and Senator, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to come by and talk with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be with you.
I wanted to get right into what transpired Saturday in the Senate. Your statement that you made at the time the president announced his strategy for Iraq, let me just read that for you. I heard little encouraging in the president's remarks tonight. Against the advice of many of his senior commanders, the Iraq study group, and a clear majority of the American people, he is proposing to send more troops to Iraq, an approach we have tried before that has failed to reduce violence in the region. The Iraqis need to take responsibility for their own security. Our soldiers have been stretched to the breaking point, and we can't afford an escalation of our commitment in Iraq. Has anything that has transpired since you made that statement on January 10th changed in your view?
No, not basically. What transpired on Saturday is that we tried to get a vote so that we could go to a debate on a resolution either in support or in opposition to the president's escalation proposal, and the Republicans refused to give us permission. You needed 60 votes to get that step. But they were not prepared to support even going to a discussion about the president's escalation and then a vote, which I think is quite unfortunate. The American people voted in November not for an escalation. They voted for a de-escalation. And the president, as you know and as people know, has decided to go in the opposite direction. And that is in contrast to what the American people voted on and clearly expressed themselves on. Every poll out there indicates that the American people do not support escalating our involvement in Iraq, and yet the president, intends to do that. And so this is a serious time, and I think it's a serious test of democracy, Bob. After all, on an issue as important as war, an issue in which so many people have an opinion and upon which so many people have much information. This war is 4 years old. There virtually is not a person in the country who's not familiar with it and aware of what's happening. And most everybody has a feeling about the direction in which they want to see our country go. And after 4 years of war, it seems to me that a president should heed the advice of people out there throughout our state and throughout our country. This president apparently is intent on going his own way. As he likes to say, I'm the decider. And what the Congress is now saying is that this has gone on long enough, and we need to have input because we represent each of us, states and districts throughout our country, and collectively we represent the will of people in the United States. And on Saturday, unfortunately, we couldn't get permission from the other side to even go to a discussion and some kind of a non-binding resolution, mind you. So it wasn't a piece of legislation that would have required the president to de-escalate had it passed, but it was simply a non-binding resolution because that's as much as we can get at this time. And it's quite unfortunate that we weren't able to get there on Saturday.
And I want to speak to the issue of it being non-binding, because one of your colleagues, Senator Lindsey Graham, accused the Democrats of being afraid to take a vote on actually cutting the funding. And I wonder what took place this weekend and Friday in the House. Does that set the stage for some sort of action on cutting the funding? You're on the Appropriations Subcommittee, the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Are we going to come to some sort of showdown between Congress and the administration on the actual question of funding?
Well, it's a good question for which there is no answer now. We'll have to see what transpires down the road when, in fact, the funding bills come to the floor for a vote and amendments are offered and the nature of the amendments and what they intend to do and what they don't intend to do. There will be a lot of debate and a lot of, of disagreement over that, of course, and we'll have to see where that goes. But we thought, and I think appropriately so, because the House voted that way, we thought it was at least, at the very least, a beginning of the process to vote disapproval for the escalation. And that's what the House did, of course. And that's what we would have done had we gotten the opportunity to do in the Senate. But I cannot say at this point what the will of the Senate and the House will be when it comes to cutting off funds. That's of another magnitude, mm-hmm. and will require, you know, debate and discussion and decision when it comes before us.
I want to ask you one other thing relating to Iraq, and this also goes back to the House debate, and a couple of members of the Wisconsin delegation, Representative Obie and Representative Petry, both of them indicating that they see no hope for a long-term unified Iraq, both saying that they believe the best course of action is for us to allow or for us to negotiate some sort of process where the three factions, Sunnis, Shia, and Kurds, would divide the nation amongst themselves. Representative Petry said something to the effect that Iraq has never had the foundations in place for a sustainable democracy. What do you think of that as a long-term prospect?
It's possible that's what it will come to. I don't think anybody can envision where that country is going to go over the next several years. It seems to me that that kind of a resolution should be up to them, certainly not dictated by the United States. I don't think it can be. Even if we tried, we wouldn't be successful in deciding that they, in fact, should partition themselves into three different regions, if not federations or countries. So I don't think that's our decision to make. If Iraq is going to be any kind of a country that pulls away from killing each other and sets itself up as a functioning society, it can only be done by the Iraqis in discussion among themselves about how they want to go forward. I think we have found, to our profound regret and at tremendous cost, that our ability to instill democracy in Iraq is not going to work. It's not up to us. That's nation building, which is what we got engaged in, hasn't worked. And we can understand now how we have no right, nor do we have the power to dictate to another country how they are going to live together. And if nothing else, this occupation has demonstrated that. So I don't know as it's productive for anybody to figure out how the Iraqis are going to live 3 years or 5 years or 10 years from now. Clearly, they're going to have to make that decision, among themselves.